The Syrian crisis is the most destructive war we've seen since the turn of the millennium, with hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians killed either by the Syrian army or by ISIS. Millions more have fled to neighboring countries and have started a new life, but never without hope of return to a new Syria. Speaking to Sheikhu, a Syrian chef at the IHH offices in Kilis on the Turkish-Syrian border, I was able to gain an understanding from the eyes of a Syrian. So before I ask you about your personal story, tell me about how the situation was in Syria prior to the war.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين.
In the name of Allah, praise be to Allah and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Prior to the war, we lived in a town called Salama, close to Azaz, and also along the Syrian-Turkish border. Life was as it always is. When we work, we live easily. When there's no work, it's really difficult. When the war broke out, we traveled to Turkey and we were able to find some work. With regards to my personal story, my name is Sheikhu and I came to work here at IHH for the sake of Allah. I wasn't looking to work here for money. I've been working here for a year now without being paid or anything else.
So you live here now?
Yes, I stay in Kilis.
What about your family?
Half of them are here and the other half is still in Syria. It is not possible for them to come over or even for us to go back because the door has been closed. But whenever I have a task to do with a relief organization, I go over.
What is the state of the Syrian civilians currently in Syria?
My brother, the condition of the people is terrible. I won't lie to you, and they all are well. It is completely terrible. Everyone is in need, and they all want the revolution to end, so we can all return. But what do we want from the revolution? We want Assad to be removed, and I believe Allah will assist us, even if it takes another 5 or 10 years. We just want it to end, and we want him gone. People are exhausted, like myself. They are in poverty, and they need food and drinks. But most importantly, they want all of this to end because Bashar al-Assad, may God's curse be upon him, and Russia and Iran are destroying Islam and killing and slaughtering us. Yet they say we are doing nothing. This is a huge lie. God's curse be upon them. Everyone can see and are witness to this.
There are many groups in Syria at the moment, like the Syrian army as well as ISIS.
Yes, ISIS are a different group to the Syrian army, but at times we feel like they are actually together. Who knows? They use the name of Islam, yet they are only destroying Islam. But Allah is sufficient for us, and He is a blessed guardian. This is a tremendous crime, to say that I am Muslim and then to kill others. How can they do so? Killing can only be done with a right to do so. Whether that's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, this is clear in the noble Quran. We don't accept this. God's curse is on those who kill Muslims without any right to do so.
What do you say about other groups, such as Jabhatun Nusra?
In my opinion, I don't know. I don't know what their reality is.
So you're not aligned with them?
No, alhamdulillah, I don't really know where they stand, but we do have an affinity too because of the defending us in the Free Syrian Army who fight the regime. This is what we love, but then you also get the PKK. They are also our enemies, but they are definitely responsible for many killings.
Among the myriad of groups claiming to be truthful, Sheikhu advised not to be deceived by the trickery of groups claiming to represent Islam while killing Muslims.
My brother and sister in Islam, I would like to give you sincere advice. There are those who are waging war that is un-Islamic and untrue. Do not ever be deceived by them, nor follow them. They have no love for you, nor for Islam. Yet they claim to fight in the name of Islam. There are some people who think ISIS and others are the strongest, but the strongest is Allah. And they think they are pure, but the pure is Allah. And they think they are beautiful, but the beautiful is Allah alone, not them. They say, we have big beards and strong bodies, but this has no benefit in their world, nor in the next. Islam is not to be found in their hearts or in the rationale, then what are they talking about? They are completely ignorant. They have no clue about Islam or even what constitutes religion, yet they speak in the name of Islam. They know nothing.
Is this what most of the people of Syria believe about ISIS?
The way I see the situation is the same as most of my friends, and we are always reminding each other not to be deceived by these people. This is a blessing from Allah.
Meeting one of the Mujahideen, the Syrians treated at recovery homes across the border said that they were not aligned to any particular group who claimed to be the only group on the truth of Islam. Rather, they were simply defending themselves and their families and homelands from the control of both ISIS as well as the Assad regime. Could you describe the scene on the ground between those who are fighting?
Unity does not exist between the Muslims. There are different voices all disagreeing without a common leadership or even a common goal. These groups are fighting each other, but as the hadith says, Allah will take care of Sham and its people. Allah has placed their wisdom in everything. One thing is for sure, that these people fighting other Muslims are filled with hypocrisy. They are munafiqeen, killing our martyrs. Once we unite, the victory will return to us.
What about the presence of ISIS?
They are lunatics.
So you're not aligned with them?
Not at all. They are munafiqeen.
What about the groups Jabhat al-Nusra and Fath al-Sham?
We work for good and we focus on defending the ordinary civilians. Whether they are from the cities or the outskirts, we act also as chefs and doctors. If you strive to give victory to Allah's deen, Allah will give you help and victory if you help Allah. No one can overwhelm you. The Quran is clear. Do not dispute and thus lose courage, and then your strength will depart, and be patient. We must unite on taqwa, and victory will come from Allah.
As peace talks take place in Geneva, the atmosphere amongst those directly affected by the war is one of exhaustion. Geopolitical greed and domination disguised as religious sectarianism, the human consequences of a war utilizing internationally recognized illegal weapons are horrendous. Yet hearing from the Syrian refugees themselves reflect the love, warmth, strength, and resilience of the Syrian people through war and adversity. For VOC News, this is Yasin Kipi.